Tuesday, July 22nd, Feast of St. Mary Magdalene. The first reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 5, verses 14 through 17. Brothers and sisters, the love of Christ impels us, once we have come to the conviction that one died for all. Therefore, all have died. He indeed died for all, so that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. Consequently, from now on we regard no one according to the flesh. Even if we once knew Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him so no longer. So whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. Haydock Commentary. The charity of Christ, the love of God, the love that Christ has shown to me and all mankind, and a return of love due to him, presseth me on, is the motive of all that I do, says St. Paul, because I consider that if one, our Redeemer Christ Jesus, died for all, then all were dead and had been lost in their sins had not Christ come to redeem us. Thus St. Augustine in many places proving original sin against the Pelagians. Diverse interpreters add this exposition, therefore all are dead, that is, ought to die, and by a new life look upon themselves as dead to sin, which is connected with what follows in the next verse. Christ died for all, not only for the predestinate or the elect, that they also who live may not now live to themselves, that they may not follow their own inclinations of their nature, corrupted by sin, but may seek in all things the will of Christ their Redeemer, their Lord, to whom they belong, who died and rose again for them. Wherefore henceforth we know no man according to the flesh, that is, having our thoughts and hearts fixed upon Christ as he is risen and has prepared for us an immortal life, we know not, that is, we do not esteem anything in this mortal life, nor any man according to any human considerations of this life. We regard not whether they are Jews and the sons of Abraham, or Gentiles. Nay, if we have known and esteemed Christ as descending from Abraham and David, now we know him so no longer, nor consider him as born a mortal man, but as he is risen immortal, and will bless us with an immortal and eternal glory. Whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The sense here seems to be, if by believing in Christ we are become as it were new creatures, rescued by his grace and his spirit, the old things are passed away, we must renounce all former carnal affections, all sin and all errors in which either Jews or Gentiles lived. Behold, all things are made new. The New Testament succeeds to the old, the law and doctrine of Christ to the law of Moses, the Christian church to the Jewish synagogue, truth and grace to types and figures. With the renewed Christian, all his thoughts, sentiments, inclinations, and actions are new. The Gospel from John chapter 20, verses 1 and 2 and 11 through 18. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." Mary stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener, and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he told her. Haydock Commentary. As our Savior had been interred in great haste, the holy women who had before accompanied Jesus in all his journeys brought perfumes to embalm his sacred body again in a manner more proper than Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea had been able to do before. St. John makes mention of Mary Magdalene only because it was his intention to give a particular relation of all that she did. But we learn from the other evangelists that there were three holy women at the sepulchre together, namely Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome. Christ rose again, leaving the stone and seals still lying on the sepulchre. But as this was to be believed by others also, after the resurrection the tomb was opened, and thus the belief of what had taken place was propagated. This it was that struck Magdalene, for as soon as she saw the stone rolled from the sepulchre, without entering or even looking into it, she immediately ran in the ardor of her affection to carry the news to the disciples. So says St. John Chrysostom. It may be asked why Magdalene, after putting the question to the angels, turns round without waiting for the answer. No doubt, as soon as she had spoken, the heavenly messengers perceived their Lord behind Mary, and by their looks and actions gave her to understand that they beheld their Lord. This caused her immediately to look behind her. Again, St. John Chrysostom. St. Gregory says, thinking him to be the gardener, how comes it that without saying whom she sought, she asks if he had taken him away? Because such was the ardor of her love that she could not imagine anyone who could think of any other but him of whom her own mind was so full. Magdalene, now in grief and tears, knew not Jesus till he called upon her by name and with his usual voice. Then with joy she cried out, Rabboni, Master. And Jesus saith to her, Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. The meaning of which word seems to be, I am not yet leaving thee, nor ascending to the Father, so that thou mayest have time enough to embrace my feet afterwards, but now go to my disciples, etc. Or, I will not leave you again, be not in a hurry to touch me. You shall all have this pleasure. I will remain with you some time before my ascension. Announce my resurrection to my apostles. You shall see me again. This is the interpretation most modern commentators put upon this place. Others suppose that Magdalene imagined he was risen from the dead to live with men as before, like Lazarus. He addresses these words to her to disabuse her of this notion.